she wanted to major in dancing at BYU, and I thought that was great, but I kind of convinced her that maybe she ought to do something else along with dancing. So we kind of settled together on elementary education, and she just wasn't too happy with it at the time, but she's ended up teaching. She has taught for 7 years and enjoyed it very much, and she's now a supervisor for a private preschool.
Good. I'm going to ask you a few, I'm going to give you a few names, and you tell me what other synonyms for these words come to your mind. Best man at a wedding.
Best man.
That's what you call it. Okay. Okay. How about bridesmaid? Are there any other names?
I've just heard of bridesmaid.
Okay. How about your relatives? When you consider relatives, who's considered to be your relatives?
Relatives, aunts, uncles, cousins, grandma, grandpa.
Okay, good. Now let's move on to the things you were talking about. When you first got married, maybe just tell us a little bit about, or not even when you were married, when you were a child in Lyme, and tell us about the first house that you can remember. Describe some of the things that
okay, the first house I can remember was kind of up in the northeast section of town, and I could remember we didn't have indoor plumbing. We ran out to the little two-holer in the back. And I can remember before we left there, we had, there were three children, and we all slept in one room. There was two bedrooms in that house, I remember. Of course, Mom and Dad slept in one, but there were three children in the one room. And then we had a chance when I was 6 years old. My father bought a farm and ranch in Loa, which was just 3 miles to the west of Lyman, a town just a little bit bigger, maybe 50 more people than Lyman. And life was simple. Life was great. It seemed like on the farm, everybody works. I can remember being really small. I can remember the first time I drove our car alone. I was 10 years old. But I can remember driving the tractor and the dairy horse while they loaded and unloaded hay. And the favorite game was jump the ditch or walk the fence.
What's that jump the ditch?
Oh, they're just a little stream. You just have certain places along that stream where you jump across. But everybody knew where it was, and
you didn't make it your history.
Yeah, you didn't make. Well, it wasn't that deep, but that was the favorite thing, to jump the ditch. You just go clear down the ditch, just jumping across it in certain spots, and it was well worn. You know, it was. You could see where everybody jumped.
You knew where
the
to
ditch.
Jump. Huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us about some of the things in the house and in that first house. Different rooms, different features in the house.
Okay, in that first house, we did have a refrigerator, I can remember, but the stove was a coal cook stove, and I can remember my mom opening the oven, and she'd say, too hot for bread, just right for pies, and she'd stick her hand in there. She could tell what she could cook in there, uh-huh. Marvelous cook.
And what did you what was it? What did you burn in the stove?
Mostly wood, but some coal.
Sometimes coal. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes coal, but mostly wood. Wood stove. Very simple.
How is the stove set up? Is it right in the kitchen? I mean, did it?
Oh, right
it
in the
like
kitchen.
More like a fireplace?
Right. The kitchen was the center of life. That's where we ate. That's where we cooked. That's where we did laundry. Drag out the old Maytag, and we washed in the kitchen, we ironed in the kitchen, the kitchen was the center of activity.
Did it have any closets? I mean, quite a few closets
in it? No, no, no. They usually used those cardboard wardrobes, they were called.
How about storage space or storage room? Was there any?
A pantry.
Pantry? How about up in the rafters? Was there any storage?